This show is designed to serve and protect, to guide to the Savior, and to win the lost. You're now listening to The Prophetic Watch with your host, Ronnie McMullen.
Good evening, America. It's Thursday. Ronnie McMullen here with you on The Prophetic Watch. How are you doing? It is Thursday. We're closing in towards the end of the week. And we have special guest Stan Deo. He is the author of The Conspiracy, The Cosmic Conspiracy. You can reach him on standeo.com. One word, Stan Deo, D-E-Y-O. If you want his book, it's $29.95 plus shipping. He sold quite a few of these books, and a very interesting and intelligent man. In fact, you know, when I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, wow, I would never think about that. But that's why we have these kind of people around, because it helps us grow. It's people like me that I need to keep growing. I need to keep maturing. But very interesting, because a lot of people in this earth, and of course, I don't think it's a lot of them in the sense of being a Christian, but they try to chase after these so-called alien UFOs. Maybe I can have contact. Maybe I can be abducted. Oh boy, this is fun. And yet, just like you heard last week with Brian Vike and the people that are abducted, this is not good. 98% of them are bad news bears, bad, bad things. And as Stan was saying earlier in the week, these things are not here to be our friends. So the question would be, was why are we being sold through the media that these things are our friends? Why are we being told they wear Levi's sunglasses and a leather jacket? Something's wrong here. Why are we being told, like movies like E.T., E.T. Phone Home, and things that we realize, why are we being sold this? That would be a good question. I'm going to bring my special guest on. Thank you again for supporting me. Without having the support, I can't bring guests on, and you can't have shows like this. So with any further ado, we'll bring Stan down. Stan, thank you so much for being on The Prophetic Watch.
It's not a problem. Thanks for giving me a little platform here to stand on.
I got a question for you, Stan. Maybe you know this from a perspective, or maybe in the different rings that you know. Why is it that we are being sold in the media this whole thing that these alien ETs, whatever you want to call them, that they are, our friends? Why are we being told that?
Well, as you know from Scripture, Satan likes to present the imposter before the real. And that happened in the Garden of Eden, where Satan presented himself to Adam and Eve, and as their friend, their deliverer, and of course he was the deceiver.
Yes.
And this has not changed. What we're at now is at the end of several thousand years of deception, and it is going to get very intense. We are going to be fooled on the planet. They're going to try to fool most of us.
Matthew 24. Yes.
That's it. And they're going to say that they come as an angel of light.
Yes.
Using technology that will impress even our most advanced engineers and physicists in the modern world, because they've been dumbed down and their vision has been narrowed by the educational system, so that they realize it, or think they realize it, mankind couldn't build anything like they're going to see in the skies and landing and doing various things.
Correct.
It is part of the great deception.
Absolutely. The grand deception. I want to clear up something. I thought we'd do it here. I had a listener that listened to you when I brought you on over the earthquakes, which was very fascinating news. You have quite a gift there to learn these earthquakes and to foretell, really, some of them when they're going to happen. And before I close the show, I actually want to ask you a question there too. But I had a listener, and she wrote me a letter, and she said, you know, this guy is the same guy that authored Cosmic Conspiracy, and he made a comment, and this is what she said, that he made a comment in one of the speeches that you believe that we were created from aliens. Can you clear this up for her?
Yeah, that wasn't me. I don't know where she got that nonsense from. I don't believe we were created by aliens at all. God created everything.
And, okay.
I've never deviated from that, and I don't know if she heard some lecture tape where there's another lecture on it, or someone commented over something I had said, but never have I thought we were created by aliens.
Okay. Well, I just thought I would do that because, you know, she listens to the show and she was, you know, she's very much liked the show, but I don't want anybody to think, I mean, sometimes I will have non-Christians on because sometimes in Christian radio, we have this idea that if you're not a Christian, that you don't know anything. And I really believe that we can glean and we're supposed to minister to other people. But in a case where I'm really getting into the depths, I do like it when they're same spirited and, you being a sold out Christian, I wanted to make sure that everybody understood that you believe that we are created from God and we're not created from some goofy serpent looking thing, you know?
No, I don't believe that at all.
Good. You know, let's talk about this this Roswell situation and these discs. Now, are these discs, I mean, obviously our technology's come up since the Roswell incident. Do you believe, are these discs, are they vulnerable at all? I mean, are they, like, if I mean, I don't know if this is a part of the great war or the Armageddon that is coming up, which is very possible. Are these discs vulnerable? Are they indestructible? I mean, what do you see? You were a part of...
They're not indestructible, and I think from the Roswell crash, we can assume that they do have a weak spot, whether it be lightning storms or radar or something else that hit them. I don't know, but I, you know, hypothetically, you could short out the field... a number of ways you could get close enough, but I personally would not attempt to do that because I think that they are building transportation and weaponry that the good Lord alone has the means to destroy or inhibit, you know, and his angels. I don't think that we have the ability to do that. I would call out certainly on the name of the Lord if I were ever approached by one of these craft or beings and ask for his help. But other than that, I don't think I would spend time trying to figure out how to bring them down.
Do you think the Illuminati, which are really kind of tied to these things, do you think the Illuminati knows what they've gotten into?
Now I think they do, yes.
I mean, because we had to take over a lot of the bases, and I don't think people understand that. But so I've been told and researched that a lot of these bases have been taken over by these fallen angels, these alien demons,
yep.
And that the Americans... do not have control of the bases. I heard that Dulce and some of these other bases, I'm not sure about Pine Gap, but have been taken over. Do you have any confirmation of that?
Well, I've got the same information from my former associates in the group itself. A lot of them have gone to ground and left the group and tried to lead normal civilian lives, but they've passed on information when they came out, and it agrees with what you're saying. You know, in Daniel... oh, gosh, is it Daniel 11 where they talk about the Antichrist or the movements of it in the last days?
Yes.
I did a study of that once in the Hebrew, and there's a very difficult phrase in there where it talks about the God of fortress. He will worship the God of fortresses, the Antichrist.
Yes.
And the God of fortresses will help him overthrow these strong fortresses around the world. And with the help of these, and I quote, with the help of these alien gods, the Antichrist will then overthrow these fortresses and take over many countries and peoples and give them to the aliens, the alien gods, in return, you know, a payment for what they've done.
Mm.
So if we're at that point in time...
That's quite the persecution, don't you think?
Pardon?
That would be quite the persecution, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, if you're being served up on a dinner plate, yeah. no, it's I see... there's there, and then there's the dream of the clay and iron toes, you know, where they would not mix, the seed would not mix with,
yes.
with them.
Yes.
There's a couple places that point to directly to an alien presence on the planet.
Yes.
And their seed would not mix with the seed of man. And there's also an indirect reference when Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah.
Yes, and Jesus says this, and this is what, you know, I remember years ago, this Jesus talks about the days of Noah, and I'm thinking, well, you know, he's not going to flood the earth again. What is he talking about? Why Noah? But it's a perversion of the seed, isn't it?
It is. It was crossbreeding, and that was the big deal made about Noah being perfect in his generations.
Yes.
It wasn't meant he was perfect, you know, in everything he thought and did. It was genetically perfect. He did not have the... crossbred seed from Satan's fallen ones.
Right. And you know, if it look, it was funny because I was looking in the Word, and when you go to Joel 2 and you see this army coming, this army, you can't take them down with normal weapons.
No.
And so this is something where it's not like you're going to take a, you know, a, I don't know, a regular gun or pistol out and shoot these aliens, and they're just going to die.
No, I wouldn't try that.
They're just going to torque them off. I really believe this is where the blood of Jesus has got to be on the front hold, and the fact that these things speak to the mind telepathically, which if you go into the Hebrew, when you look up Genesis, this is exactly part of how the serpent was messing with Eve, was telepathically. And so I think it's very interesting that when you're talking about these things, whatever we want to say, alien demons, whatever, there is a real battle. We're in the middle of a spiritual war. I almost kind of correlate it with the times of Job. You know, the same thing.
It's probably going to be even worse than that. But you know, people should be prepared. I hold to the premise, the conclusion that as God told Noah how to prepare, sent angel to seal him into his ark, that he'll do the same thing now, because
yes,
Messiah said, as it was in the days of Noah. So we'll get the help. The trick is to be sure that you're on board, have the Spirit indwelling you, the Holy Spirit, and, you know, are looking forward to his return and to his protection.
Now you have
be
to
a different kind of ark. The ark of this time is the Messiah himself. You have to be in the ark.
Yes, I agree with you totally. And you know, the thing is that's interesting is if you don't believe in what we're talking about, you kind of wonder how you're really going to be in the ark. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, you know, well, we don't believe it's going to rain. So if we don't believe it's going to rain, there's no purpose for us to get in your ship.
You are to be looking forward to his imminent return, to be looking up for your redemption.
Yes.
And if you do not do that in your mind and are not looking, you know, really looking for him to be appearing out of the sky or whatever, then you're not going to be in that state of mind.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break, and then I want to talk to you a little bit about these earthquakes too, just for a second, and kind of tap your brain. So we'll take a break. Be right back after this.
This is Lisa McMullen. Ronnie and I wanted to invite you guys to come out to the refuge where we are. We wanted you to come for supper, worship, and fellowship. It'll be on January 28th. It'll start at 4 o'clock. And all we need you guys to do is call us for directions and RSVP. The phone number here is 308-882-7773. It'll be a great time. We just want to get to know you guys a little bit better. And you don't have to wear anything special. We just want you to come. Anyone is invited. Just call us. The dinner is at no charge. We'll give you directions as soon as you call. That's 308-882-7773. And we hope to see you there. Bye.
Warning, warning, warning. Get a shortwave radio before it's too late. Time is short. This could be the best money you've ever spent. The Grundig S350 shortwave field radio. Separate bass, separate treble. It's shortwave 1, shortwave 2, shortwave 3, AM, FM. Supplementary antenna connections, RF gain control, digital LCD screen, all for $107, including shipping. That's $107. This $107 could save a life. Call 308-882-7773. That's 308-882-7773. Or order yours via the web at www.theprophetic.com. That's theprophetic.com. Be smart. Stay informed.
If you want to support Ronnie and the Prophetic Watch, you can log on to theprophetic.com and send your support via the web. Or you can send your love offering to the Prophetic Watch, Post Office Box 276, Holyoke, Colorado, 80734. That's the Prophetic Watch, Post Office Box 276, Holyoke, Colorado, 80734. You can also call the ministry at 308-882-7773. 308-882-7773. Remember, evil men prosper when good men do nothing.
When will America become America? When will America become America? When will the home we love mean freedom for everyone? When will America become America? When does the killing stop? When the last child is dropped?
You're listening to The Prophetic Watch with special guest Stan Deo, the author of Cosmic Conspiracy. You can reach him at standeo.com. That is Stan, D-E-Y-O, one word, .com. Stan, do you think, before I want to ask you on this earthquake stuff, do you think that Revelation 9, when it says the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star given the key to the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke locusts came upon the earth, and them was given power as the scorpions on the earth have power. Do you believe that that could be alien?
Well, I believe it will be demonic more than alien, and I think what he's talking about is an angel will open up a portal, a gateway to the lower earth. The place mentioned as hell, where death and Hades are. And
yes.
Before the closeout, when the Messiah arose, that was where Jacob's bosom was, in a separate part of it, in a cooler part. It's the underworld, even spoken of in the Greek text.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so down there somewhere, there's a army of critters that aren't too nice that are going to be released up into our world by this angel as part of the judgment.
Well, and we see right now that we even have as what you call critters. We see these critters are down below our surface right now. And, of course, we're sold that these critters are out in outer space flying around, little space Martians, and really that's not true at all.
No, I don't. Well, there are beings flying around the Earth and probably interplanetary now, but I think their basis of operations here on the Earth, having been cast down here from the upper levels of heaven.
Yes.
That's another discussion in itself.
That is. We'll have to have you back sometime and do that one.
Yeah, that one's fun. That really will twist your mind.
So talk to me. You do a lot of earthquake study. You did a warning, I want to say, back in August. What do you see going forth with that warning of August? Do you see anything stressing? In other words, are we looking at the West Coast getting ready for something? Or do you
I think so. The 2nd of August warning was based on about 4 or 5 days' worth of buildup along a fault line running out from San Francisco into the middle of the Pacific called the Mendocino Fault Zone. And it ran about 2,000 miles, and I was seeing thermal signals from the naval data I use daily, and it was indicating a huge buildup of earthquakes all along that, and then they didn't happen.
Right.
This tells us that area there is usually very quiet for earthquakes. But since it becomes the San Andreas Fault, just up above San Francisco at Mendocino, it is of concern. Well, now then, several months have passed, and huge numbers of significant earthquakes have been occurring from New Zealand to Samoa, Fiji, Vanuatu, Guinea,
right up
to Japan. And I put out warnings on the website, which daily, based on the naval data, and I put a summary of circles on the map, which age by color, so that you can see where an area is showing a lot of signs of stress, whether it's having the earthquakes or not, it's under thermal stress or seismic stress. And what I've been seeing here for the last few weeks now is this tremendous buildup in the southwest ring of fire, which rings the Pacific Ocean, in those areas I just mentioned, and now it's starting to creep around to South America, to Mexico, up into just a couple of days ago into the Gulf of California with several real bell ringers there over six.
Yes, Baja had a big one there not too long ago. I want to say it was 6-7 or something like that.
Yeah. So these things are making such clear and pronounced signals that I'm able to predict them, and they happen within a day or two in those big ones. I've been seeing this move that way. Now it's moving up toward Oregon and toward Northern California, where the and off the Oregon coast, where the Juan de Fuca plate is, a tectonic plate. It's a small plate under a lot of stress and overdue for a maximum stress relief earthquake, and probably Richter 8.5 to 9 something. It's the same kind of structure, same kind of pressure that was down in Sumatra, and I was about 4 days ahead of that one and telling people to look out, and that plate's going to move. And now we're not quite to that point now. We're not like on a four-day warning for California.
Correct. But do you think we're close to? I mean,
we are close.
Within months? obviously,
sadly,
you don't have a...
I could guess, Ronnie, but my data is, I only trust it about 5 or 6 days.
Okay, so it could be, so in other words, we could have a year's, or it could creep up in another couple of days and have a 4 or 5 day warning.
Yes, that's correct. And recently I just was asked to participate in a rather secular program for the Coast to Coast AM host, George Nuri, on predictions for 2006. And one of the questions he asked me was, well, you know, what do you think about San Francisco's likelihood of getting, you know, the big one this year? And I said, well, let me just put it this way. If you live in San Francisco right now, move as quick as you can.
Okay, that's exactly what you were telling me when I had you on before. And because, bringing back, the Lord woke me up, I want to say, about a year and a half ago and warned me of an earthquake that was going to take place in San Francisco, and its number would be 9.0. So, I mean, to me, if a 9.0 hit San Francisco, don't you think it would do a lot of devastation?
Oh, good Lord. Goes without saying. I mean, they've even discovered new fault lines there that nobody even knew existed. They should never have rebuilt San Francisco.
No.
On the spot that was. It was just foolishness.
Now, do you think if let's just say, you know, obviously where the fault lines, but let's just say the fault line was, you know, where the city was. In other words, it wasn't out in the water, and we had a 9.0. Do you believe that would create a tsunami?
If it hit in San Francisco itself?
Where the city is, if let's say that was the epicenter, if it was in the land, would that create a tidal wave?
Well, a tsunami as opposed to a tidal wave, yes.
Yes.
It could. The tsunamis are generated by vertical thrusts in the sea floor.
Yes.
And if it moved in a vertical thrust in San Francisco, the city, that would be connected to a plate that it's sitting on, and there would be a relative plate under the ocean that would either go up or down. And yes, it would create a tsunami.
Because you know what's interesting, and I might have told you this, but I thought it was really interesting. I went out on Pier 39, and actually the Lord took me out on Pier 39 to pray. And as I was walking towards the end of the pier, there was this poster shop, and one of the posters that was on the outside was this poster of like this huge wave, you know, like a tsunami wave, whatever. But it was huge, and it was going over the Golden Gate Bridge. It was like superimposed.
Yeah.
So I went in there, and I said, boy, that's really cool. And they said, yeah, well, today it's half price. So I picked up this thing, and they said, do you know something kind of interesting about this photo is this is the only place that you can get this poster. And I thought, how interesting. And I said, well, do you ever think this could happen? Of course, I'm talking with her. And she says, oh, absolutely not. Do you feel that, I mean, have you seen anything that senses that these people just really think that there's no way that this kind of thing is ever going to happen?
Yeah, they're in denial. I see it a lot. But I'll tell you what, when I was over filming with George Nuri, we had a lot of film crew and makeup people and chauffeurs and stuff around we talked to during the shooting. And about three-quarters of the way through the shooting, I was over at one of the tables in the back of the set, and our makeup lady was absolutely shaking. She says, I never realized. I this is real. This could happen. And it was as though they were hit in the face with it. And the driver of my car said, I'm moving my family out of here, you know. So
in other words, this was when you were over there. Now, this was actually a documentary or a film? Or?
Yeah, documentary. It'll be airing on the 12th of January on demand TV, I think.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting.
I'll have a DVD of it later.
You'll have a DVD. Well, that'll be a good one to watch. Until this, you felt like a lot of these people just really didn't get it, even though they've heard radio, talk show hosts, so on and so forth, warn them? I mean, obviously, they're not going to listen to any prophetic message from God, because goodness knows that could never be right. So we got to have facts in it before.
The scientific side is what scared them. I mean, they listen to, in fact, 8 of our guests on that show were like tarot card readers and psychics, and so they listen and they think, right, well, if we have good vibes, or you know, we can change the future, and it
won't oh my gosh,
and all that kind of nonsense, and they hid in that blanket. But when I came out with the facts and said, yeah, nothing about good vibes, here's what's about to happen to you, chum.
Did they have any prophets on to say, hey, the Lord has shown me this, you know?
No, there was. In fact, you know, they limited kind of what I could say there a lot, but.
What do you mean? In other words, you couldn't talk about a God thing at all?
Yeah, very limited, very limited.
Really? Mm. How interesting, George.
Well, it's the
world.
Yeah, it is. I don't know who's controlling the money for it. That's not my business. But
right.
when they're making the show, they make the rules. But in contrast to that, or in counter to that, you know, we're setting up a podcast broadcast studio here ourselves.
Yes.
And we will be putting out our own Bible-based you know, messages, and nobody's going to tell us what we can or can't say on that.
Well, it was funny because when I went and warned the people about this 9.0, they looked at me like I had lobsters in my mouth. They're like, there's no way this is going to happen. It's you're out there. Or they would say, well, they've been telling us that for years and years, that something's going to happen to San Francisco. And I'm thinking, you know, I got woke up in my sleep, and I mean, the Lord was very clear with me what was going to happen, and I saw major devastation. But, you know, they just don't give any warning to it. It's like, unless you can have scientific facts, you're out there.
Well, I guess there's just going to be some of them meet the Lord or whoever a little bit before the rest of us because of their blindness, you know.
Yeah.
There are members of the church that aren't listening either.
No, there's most of the members of the church aren't listening. I mean, I won't say all, but most of the members of the church, and especially when anything prophetic or anything, again, even I'm watching a lot of the leaders of the church, they must have the scientific before they believe. They're not going to believe, you know, thus saith the Lord, this is what's going to happen. That's out. That's outdated. We're not going to believe that anymore. Unless it's in the scripture that it says in the scripture, San Francisco is going to do it on this day, forget it. We're not going to believe it.
Yeah, well, they're certainly denying a great and helpful tool when they do that.
Yes, they really are. You know, Stan, it was so wonderful to have you on. I thank you so much for doing the show, and I very much wish you the best on your iPod broadcast. I'm sure that's going to do very well for you. And you can reach Stan Deo at standeo.com. D-E-Y-O, one word, standeo.com, and his book, Cosmic Conspiracy, $29.95. He also has, you have your earthquake updates on that website as well, correct?
Yes, I do.
And I always enjoy going to your website. You have usually pretty good stories on there. And
well, Holly does all that. She gets up early in the morning and puts all the news up on those things every day.
I love your wife. She's got such a good personality. She's very much on fire for God. Both of you are. That's really good.
She is, and I'm going to rope her into a few of those podcasts. She's sitting here looking daggers at me.
Oh, man, that's the way to be. Well, tell her I said hi, and I thank you so much, both of you. And we'll have you on again soon.
All righty. Thank you now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to America's Man of Truth, Ronnie McMullen, on the Prophetic Watch. If you'd like to contact Ronnie, you can email him at prowatch@gpcom.net or call the ministry at 308-882-7773. That's 308-882-7773. The Prophetic Watch is listener-supported and greatly appreciates your help. Remember, if you don't have any bugs on your windshield, you're not going anywhere.